Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Show. My name is Raj, and this week, my co-host, Brian, well, he is, as we used to say in the old days, he's on assignment. Well, which could mean he's off, you know, on a Caribbean cruise somewhere with umbrella drinks, but I don't think that's the case. He has a lot going on, so he needed to take this week off. No problem. We have you covered as we talk about the creative entrepreneur and artificial intelligence and how all this pulls together. And there was some big news last week, and that was about Sora, S-O-R-A. And that is the text-to-video system, AI system that is amazing, like DALL-E, Midjourney, which I'm assuming they will also have that in the future. Now, actually, the Sora system is OpenAI. And so Google announced their system just a week prior or so, which was impressive. However, this seemed a little more impressive. And I want to talk about, and first of all, I want to set the whole stage here. First of all, let's think about where we were a year ago. And I want to thank Marquise Brownlee for his video on this because he pointed this out. And that was that a year ago, we were looking at the video of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Look that up. And you'll see that it's very cartoonish. It's just not, I mean, it's obviously something created by computer. And then we look 1 year later at this seamless, beautiful, they'll actually just go to OpenAI and right there, they'll have it on the front page and they'll show you samples. And they have an Asian woman walking down a Tokyo street. And that's kind of what the prompt was. There is a kind of a space video that basically it's an introduction to a preview of a space video with astronauts. And it's amazing. The people are not real, but they look very real. And it just a whole series of imagery, just like the Google one, just amazing what's coming our way. Now, there is some concern, of course, being an election year in the U.S., that letting this go is going to be an issue. Now, here's the thing. I have a feeling that if they release this, they will find a way to block the creation of real people, or at least certain famous people like the president or the people running for president or high profile congress people or judges or so forth, maybe even celebrities in general. They may just have to put a list of people that just can't be recreated. I don't know how well they're going to do at that, but I think it's going to be interesting. A lot of people are saying, oh, Hollywood is shaking in their shoes. Well, yeah, I think in a way they are, but we have to take a step back once again. Yes, with DALL-E 3, with Midjourney, and the other amazing text-to-image tools, AI software, stock photography is pretty much dead. Rather than searching in a stock photography site and not finding exactly what you want, or you've used the similar image or the same image over and over again, and you just don't want to use it again, you can now just go to DALL-E 3 or again Midjourney among others to just type in what you want, and it'll create you some variations of it. And they're pretty good. Now, today, look, I did one today for a blog post related to a client of mine. And looking at it, it was very obvious that something just wasn't right. This was actually for a waterproofing company. And the driveway, actually, they do a concrete lifting portion, actually, of their service. And we needed a driveway that was sinking, basically. And the driveway went all the way up to the middle of the house where the door would be, but they had the garage there. It just wasn't right. And then after you look a few minutes, you realize there's no front door. the thing is that you start looking at these images now, there are little things that the AI doesn't fully understand. But over time, again, looking back at the Will Smith eating spaghetti, all this will be corrected. But still, there needs to be somebody who's asking the questions. Creative people. Let me give you a couple examples that hopefully will maybe take the terror out of your heart and give you some hope as to how the creative entrepreneur can move forward with all of this. Let's talk about the creation of the AI websites. This has been around for a few years. Just put in basic information and the AIs will create this beautiful website for you and it'll just post it. And it never really worked out that way. They didn't bring the promise that you and we had hoped for, because there still needed to be photos. There still needed to be style related to your company. There needed to be branding. There needed to be text telling your story. And quite honestly, as somebody who had worked at companies that created websites, half the battle was getting the text. If not the text, get the text approved by the client. And so that would take time, and the process would take time because the client wasn't quite happy with the text, and AI just spitting out text doesn't necessarily do it. You need to finesse it in some way. That's always the case. So editors will still be important at some level. There may, and another thing to consider in these processes is that one person can't do everything. And yes, they can at some levels, maybe creating a website and maybe the basic tools to help give you a foundation of a website. But you still, when you get into the bigger arena of things, the small stuff may be able to be handled by a single person at a small level, but the big stuff is still going to need multiple people with specialties. In other words, the person who works with the AI to create the structure of the site or the general look of the site. And then maybe some will have the skills and transfer over, or there just may be somebody who focuses on the imagery, is an imagery specialist who works with the AI, someone who understands composition, who understands good lighting, who understands how this image or this video does or does not represent the client or the brand or that product in general. The music, someone who understands music, who will work with the AI to create new music. There's so many elements of developing a business that, yes, a small business owner does have to juggle it all. And yes, it gives that small business person opportunities they never had before. But now let's talk about the big picture of a movie. Look, there's still going to be multiple people involved because you need to have somebody with an idea. You can't just say, okay, create a movie, AI. Yeah, you kind of could, but there's so many elements to it. And the story arc, is it a good story? And so the AIs are going to need guides, and some people will be better than others. Now, let's talk about another example. And I've talked about this quite a bit in the past, and it has to do with digital photography. When we started switching over to digital, many photographers quit. I talk to them all the time. I'm quitting. I mean, anybody can just pick up a camera and create. And I remember all the time, people said, you know, we appreciate the work you've been doing. However, we now have a digital camera. And so because of that, we really are not going to need your services. But here's the thing. It opened up digital photography to a lot more people and a lot more ways to approach digital photography with Photoshop, offered many directions. There's so many different directions we can go with photography now. They're well beyond where we were at the turn of the century. And new careers were created because of the more opportunities available, more specialties in the process of developing photography. What about software? Specialty software that did very specific things for the digital photographer. Photographers, including myself, who took on new types of photography beyond. I was a photojournalist, but I went beyond. I'm doing a 3-day food shoot tomorrow, something I wouldn't have done before digital photography, because there's so much involved with food photography, with the styling. And honestly, I just needed to be able to have that instant feedback to be able to become more confident in the development of that part of my photography career. And I've been a food photographer for about 20 years now, and it's been great. But it was digital photography that allowed that to happen. And so AI is going to allow people to do things that they would not have done before and develop a specialty as a creative entrepreneur. And you have to remember this. Just because they can doesn't mean they will. It doesn't mean, just because you can open up an AI and start coding doesn't mean that you will. You have to know what is the AI going to code? Just start coding? What you need creativity behind that to work with the AI to create the interesting thing, to solve the problem together. And we still do have real world out there. We still have people interacting with people. So let's talk about the next part, and that's the backlash. There will be a backlash. There will be people who really do like the in-person and the real. People who will share, I create imagery that, you know, from film, you know, or that, you know, everything I do is non-AI. And people will appreciate that. Some will not. You say, what do you mean? Of course they won't. They will just, it's always progress and we move forward. So what you're saying is that there are not people who appreciate an old record and record player? There are. We've had resurgences of that all the time. I talked with a friend who's a creative director who has been shooting Tri-X black and white film. He's enjoying what that offers. Although there are cameras in which you just push a button and then it gives you the Tri-X look. But there's something about the process and then the creation of imagery from old Tri-X film. So there's going to be an element. Will a lot of jobs go away? Yes, but like with digital photography or photography, there are more jobs related to photography today than there ever has been. During the turn of the century, when we made that switch over to digital, there are now today more photography-related, imagery-related jobs than ever. We went through, I would say, the last 7 years, a huge heyday. Despite all the photographers that are out there, there was even more need for photography. Because photography and good photography, because it's more readily available, is also more required. And the same thing will happen in many different areas. We think, okay, perhaps the movie industry is kind of concerned, but they're still going to have big budgets to be able to create interesting movies. But they're also going to be independent creators who have a good understanding and willing to put in the time and effort to create interesting movies on their own and have access to Vimeo and YouTube to upload their stuff. And they do that now. And rather than it being a 2-minute little video that took a long time, it may be able to be a 15, 20-minute video that didn't take quite as much time, but did still require the creative ideas of a creative person to create it. Maybe you didn't need 5 people. Maybe now you only do need 1. But those 5 people can now go off on their own and create independently, and maybe 2 or 3 out of them will become successful on their own, in their own right, rather than having to necessarily all work together. Now, I do believe in collaboration, and people do like to collaborate, and there'll always be that element of collaboration that I think makes things better in the long term. Do we know exactly where it's all going to go? Absolutely not. But we still have time. We still have time to continue to watch how good the written word can be from an AI. We'll still continue to watch and see how good an image from AI is just from our simple text idea. We'll see how good, and we're seeing how good video and movies are going to look. But again, not everybody wants to create a movie. Not everybody wants to create an image. Not everybody wants to write a story or create a story. And we'll have the option to use these tools or not. There are other jobs out there, and I have a feeling that there's going to be other supportive jobs created by, well, creative entrepreneurs who are going to support the movie industry or support people with software or editing. There are people who right now are editors of AI material because it is often kind of dry. And why is it often kind of dry or just straightforward or boring? Because people are putting in boring prompts. They just say, write about this. And then the AI writes about it. Doesn't have any flair, any personality to it, and usually not any humor. But there, you can give it to an editor who's then going to actually often use a little bit of AI too to support it. Maybe you put it through Grammarly and then put in some human elements and maybe some humor to it and just add life to it. Now, some people are really good with prompts and can really push the AIs, but they're the specialty people and they're going to have those jobs. So again, if you understand, I mean, that it's still going to be important to have the ideas and to find new ways to support the way AI is going. There are going to be specialty AI tools out there that haven't even been invented yet, in which you could make a career off of in the future because it does a very specific thing and you understand how to work with that specific AI to create that specific thing very well. Just like people who know how to code. I heard somebody the other day say, you know what, don't teach your kids to code because the AI will do it. Yes, that is true, but you should know how to code. You should know if the AI is doing it right or how to guide the AI because you know how to code. When you see it, you see, oh, you know where the problem is. You can't have a discussion with an AI if you don't know what the problem with the code is. Does that make sense? And there's a lot of that. You don't know why that image is not very good if you don't understand photography. You don't know why that scene wasn't funny if you don't understand humor or story arcs or even visual interpretations. There's a lot of opportunity. We have video, we have still, and we do have the written image, or written word available to us now. And it's only going to get better and stronger. But again, it's going to depend on the creative person, the creative entrepreneur, to make it great. Just with the last thought on this, and I've used this example before. I early on just said to one of the AIs, create a picture of a cat. And you know what it did? It created a boring picture of a cat. And then I gave it a whole bunch of other instructions and gave it some lighting ideas. And that next cat picture was phenomenal. It was great. It was wonderful compared to the other one that was boring. But it all came down to the approach and what you told the AI. It's still going to be in the future. Garbage in, garbage out. And that's why the creative entrepreneur will survive. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast, and we'll have Brian back so you don't have to hear me rant for 20 minutes. I'm glad you're here. If you would like more information about the Creative Entrepreneur Show, head on over to Creative Entrepreneur Show. com, and you can connect with myself and Brian, ask questions, and of course watch us on YouTube and your favorite podcast location. All right, talk to you next time. Thank you.